instead of like giving all the money to the owner. And then the owner, you know, after 15 years, the crisis was over, and he could say, I'm going to sell the building, or, you know, whatever, demolish it.
But, yeah.
That's what they do. And what is important, what we have to manage to make clear, that when we conquer something like a building or a street, or, you know, we make that, we created some equipment for the neighborhood, those things have to remain. It cannot be an instrument for gentrification. So we how to manage to bring, you know, bottom up policy, because we are all the time, you know, for example, the working class housing in the Sarpeterstraat, in a certain moment, that was actually some decent housing for those families in a certain moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why now they are all, like, you know, liberalized, and they are actually, people are paying 1,500 euros for a 30 square meter apartment, you know? That should not be possible, because that was a working class project. So when something has been, you know, achieved for, you know, underprivileged population, it should be protected from a cultural perspective and from a social perspective as such.
Yeah.
And things cannot be all the time constantly being liberalized and changing, because we get completely lost of our identity in the city. And I had enough of the municipality only pleasing the wealthy owners, and basically, you know, making us work too hard. We are falling apart because we are super individualistic, because that's the only way we can survive. And basically, it's a culture, it's a culture war. So who owns the city is who owns the culture of the city. And if we cannot, you know, claim our ownership of the city also as a class, as an underprivileged class, then we are lost. It's obvious that who owns the city here is the, you know, wealthy people that own the buildings. So I don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, what you say is like, okay, the wealthy people own the city, but they don't feel like they own it. They only think about, I own this little loft or whatever, you know. And usually the artists or the poor people, they think about the whole. So it's mm-hmm. a clash about thinking about the whole, you know, and that's the clash which is in the whole world now. You know, people are not thinking about nature or forest elsewhere. No, like Putin, only thinking about his own idea, or Trump's own idea, and also other presidents. But, you know, so if you start thinking about the whole, then even if you own a property, you know, then you can still think like, oh, we have neighbors, we have a garden here, we can, you know, you can give something back. But the, so the main idea is like, and that's of course the root of that problem, is that it's all run by men and not by women. You know, as soon as this whole idea is, and that's changing now, because, you know, like Femke Halsema, alma mater, that's completely different. The first things he did when she became a mayor was like the nomad, you know, the nomad people who live in their caravans or whatever, you know, they were all the time moved around Amsterdam, or they wanted to get rid of them. She said, no, we're going to find some spaces from the city municipality, and we're going to put them there. You know, I pass one every day in the harbor where I work. So that is a big change compared to the man who was the mayor before, you know, who died. So the main problem is all the time we're not thinking about the whole. We're thinking about, you know, even if you own, or even if you have social housing, you know, you should start thinking about the whole, and not only about your own things, whatever. And as soon as you start thinking about the whole, you know, how music and art and everything is connected all the time, and if you start thinking about the whole, it will profit you, but profit other people all the time. So I think that is the main thing. It's not like, you know, owning, but it's like thinking about...
Yeah, it's like social awareness, right?
Yeah, but deeper, you know, really connecting on a deep level to the whole and start thinking and educating from a different perspective.
And ecology, maintenance, yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Care.
Yeah. So I think that's a, we all should change into women.
I think I'm going to end this conversation
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine.
I'm calling from London. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Speak up a little, please.
Well, all right, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but this is a bad time.
Over. Right.
So let's get to the point, okay?
Okay, over. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okie cokey. I'm calling from London.
I know you are. I can hear you.
Over. What's your name?
Sir, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
You're going to have to call me back.
No, hello, later. Hello. It's very important. It's very important. Can
well, then
you...
get to the point, please.
I will. What's your name?
It doesn't matter. Look.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir. I've got three people waiting for me. Can you get to the point?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, then let me get to the point. I haven't got time to waste. It's very expensive calling from England to America.
Then cut down on the words and get to the point.
Pardon?
Say what you have to say and get it over with, please. I've got three people waiting for me.
Are you busy now?
Yes, I'm very busy.
Would you prefer that I call back later?
Yes.
Or shall I tell you now?
Well, if you can get to the point and tell me now, do it.
I think I can get to the point now.
Please.
Okay. Are you ready?
Look, tell me what you want and...
Right.
Please.
I'm ready.
I've got three people waiting for me.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okie dokie. Then I'm ready. Shall I start now? Are you ready?
Please.
Or are you very busy?
I'm very busy.
All right. Maybe
either
I should call...
Right now, tell me what you want or call me back later.
Shall I call you later?
Yes, please.
Or would you rather hear now?
I'd rather you call me later. I've got three people waiting for me to take care of them.
Very, very sorry if you're busy. But, you know, I'm calling from London and it's so expensive.
TheSerialCaller.com. TheSerialCaller.com. Com. Thank you. So beautiful.
Dolphins can be found in all warm oceans on Earth. They are mammals with a striking appearance and can reach a length of 4 meters. They are extremely intelligent with a playful disposition and often have the human being for a friend. Thank you.
Jesus went into the mountain many years ago. His disciples were there, and he began to speak with new meanings, so very loud and clear. He said, "Blessed are the poor, for they shall have food. And blessed are the merciful, and the pure in heart. But there shall be no mercy for the persecutor who lurks in the dark. So let us give grace, judge our children, let their soul be free. And let us have faith, judge our children, and our conscience set us free. So when we pray, we must pray for each other. What do we need but goodness and love for all our brothers, sisters?"
Thank you. nightmare lies deep at